here. The Prophet ﷺ, when he will sit, sister, you can stand up if you can see him. He will sit, he will put sallallahu alaihi wasallam his right feet like this. He will raise it like this, and he will twist his toes to be facing the qibla, like this exactly. And his left feet, he will be sitting in it, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his hand, it will be the right hand close to his knee here, and the left one the same thing here, close to his knee. Between the two sajda, also there's different opinion that the Prophet ﷺ also been narrated that whenever he will sit, he will join, he will make the number, anyway, this is in Arabic, it's not going to work in English. He will, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do two ways. He will do like this, like put the first three fingers, what do you call this one? The pinky, and the two next to it. He will twist them until the head of his fingers will be inside the palms. Then the index, he will stretch it. Then the thumb will put it, he will cover the other three fingers with it. He will put it like this way. Three, and he will put this one and he will stretch it with the index. It's one way. The other way, he will let the middle finger and the thumb touched like circle. And he will stretch the index and he will make the other two, which is left, two fingers, going all the way to, yani, like a circle, like this. Yeah, let's see who's good in English. If you want to describe this in English, what are you going to say?
D, lowercase.
No, you see, there is two ways. Once there is circle, it's open. And once he closed the circle, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like that. Two ways he did it. Some narrated like this, some narrated. Then he will stretch his index, and in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he's sitting, he used to face with this index the qibla, and all the time. And he will move it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while he is making dua. Like this. Or like this. طيب. Let me end with the sitting. The same way, this is one way. There is other way the Prophet ﷺ also allowed it during sitting between the two sajda. Raise both them. Yeah. He will do it like this way. He will raise both feet and he will sit in his heel while he is twisting the toes facing the Kaaba. He will sit on his heel, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like this way. This is only between the two sajda, but it's not allowed to do it while you are making tashahud, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Don't do it while you're making tashahud." It's only between the two sajda. He will make du'a istighfar between two sajda, then he will make sujood again. Then he will stand up. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before he will stand up for praying, he will sit. Put the other way, the first one you were sitting. Yeah, he will sit like the first one we told you. He will sit very light for a very short, like few seconds. Then he will stand up for the second rak'ah. The Prophet ﷺ, he used to sit before he go to the second rak'ah or to the fourth rak'ah again. So he will sit very light, sit before he will stand up for the third, for the second, or for the fourth. Because the second you are doing the tashahud, or if it's two rak'ahs only, there is no third rak'ah. So whenever he stands for the second or for the fourth, he will sit very light. How he will stand up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There is so many different ways been narrated, or in a big argument about it. The main thing for me to say today, when he stand up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will stand up and he will use his hand to help him to stand up. using the ground sometimes, like he's sitting, he used the ground to push himself up with his palm or with his fist. Both ways narrated. And sometimes he will put his hand on his knees, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to push himself out, up like this. So sometimes he will use the ground, sometimes he will use his own knees, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to push himself up. And when he stand up, his standing is full of energy. It's not like, no, stand up like this, straight, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will make the rak'ah the same way we just did. The only thing extra in the last tashahhud, he will sit different way. Yeah, good. He will do like, he will put his behind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the floor, and now his left feet will come underneath of his right legs. Like this way. Is it clear? Clear? If nobody can see, come and see, because this is your chance now. Huh? Sorry?
Yeah.
This is in the last tashahhud. In the fourth rak'ah or the third rak'ah. Now? No, it's not to be for, no, it's not necessary. Only the one which is the right foot, the toes should be facing the Kaaba. But also there is different in the last tashahhud that his hand will not be like this, like what Hassan doing now. His left hand, he will put his palm on his knees. And he will hold himself with, so he will not fall down in this side. He will like stretch his arm, and he will be holding his knees, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his left, catching it. And his hand will be the same way I described, with stretching the index and making dua and moving it while he's making the dua. Then the Prophet he will say, As-salamu alaykum. And listen to this. When the Prophet will say, As-salamu alaykum, his cheek, his chin will go all the way towards his shoulder. Like this. As-salamu alaykum. Towards his shoulder. And the Sahaba used to see the Prophet ﷺ cheek when he makes salam. Some people said, this doesn't work. This is not the Prophet ﷺ salah. You turn your face all the way like this. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. If you're not exercised well, don't stretch it so much so you don't hurt yourself. If you can do that. Also, one of the things, when the Prophet ﷺ is standing, and this is very important, his feet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be in the same level of his shoulder. Some people I notice what they do, they touch their feet when they're standing, their feet are touched together. They touch them like that. This is not right. Or like this. Especially some brothers or sisters, when you line up in the salat, the sunnah is that your feet touch the person next to you from the right and from the left. It's very funny that one day I was praying, and one brother, I was in the second line, in front of me one brother, he want to make this sunnah. So he put his foot a little bit closer to the person next to him. The person next to him, he doesn't know the sunnah. So he thought that he's bothering him. So he pulled his legs a little bit. Then the brother stretched his foot a little bit. And they're like running behind each other in the salah. You know, you just do whatever toward your shoulder. Don't go more. If he doesn't want to do the sunnah, you should grab him gently. Or grab him gently. It doesn't work. Pull him gently. Grab him. It doesn't work gently. You just ask him to come gently closer to you so your foot can be touched. Women's and men's. I didn't know why. I hear a lot of complaint from the sisters that woman, oh man, they can't let you. I don't. You know, they do not allow any sister to touch her toe, her like their feet to be touched while they pray. That's not right. The sunnah is to be next to each other while you praying, shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot, as the Prophet ﷺ said. And this is show you the brotherhood and the sisterhood. That no Muslims like, it doesn't matter. You prince, you king, I'm nothing, I'm a direct person. We are foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, sister with sister. Let's build a very good relationship between each other. Also, one of the things is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he is in the tashahhud, he will not be looking where he is making his sujood. He will be looking at his index while he's moving his index, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, if you praying more than two rak'ahs, in the third and in the fourth rak'ah, you only recite al-Fatiha. What if you recite Fatiha and Surah? Just write another Surah. You can make two Surahs in the same rak'ah? Yes. You can make 30 Surah if you want. 31 even. So, one. Two. What if the Imam finish and then, can I make Dua? Yes. You finish the Fatiha. You finish the recite, you can make Dua. طيب. Also, what if one of the things also that people ask about a lot in the sujood, make dua in any language. I answered that already. And also, well, I had a point in my mind, but it will come now, inshallah. When you are praying in jama'ah, one of the things we, women, they don't say ameen out loud. This is different than the men during the salat. Women, they don't call adhan. They don't call iqamah out loud. Also, the imam among the women, she don't be in the front, she be in the middle between the women, not like the men. Yes, if you are praying, any prayer has two tashahhud, the second tashahhud is the one you sit where is your behind touching the ground. There is other forms also for salat, for tashahhud, the last tashahhud, but we can do it, you can read about it later, but at least if you do this, this is sunnah. If one tashahhud, only you sit as the first tashahhud. Yes, the point I have, the first tashahhud, if you have two tashahhuds in the salat, the first one, most of the time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say the tashahhud plus plus Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. He will say it in the first tashahhud most of the time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To end with it very quickly, what if I forget something while I'm praying? If you forgot one of the pillars, if this pillar related to the rak'ah, like you forgot to recite the Fatiha, you forgot to make sujood, one of the sajda, ruku', you repeat the whole rak'ah, plus two sajda of sahu. What you say in this sujood sahu, you don't say anything specific, you just say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhanallah, Astaghfirullah, whatever you want. Two sajda. And I will tell you now, after salam or before salam. طيب. Two. If you miss one of the obligations, you don't repeat the rak'ah, you don't repeat the salat, you only make the two sajda. Sahu. If you miss one of the pillars, which is not related to the whole salat, you repeat the whole salat. Like you missed the intention. You pray while sitting. You don't make sujood sahu. No, you have to repeat the whole salat. طيب. The scholar said, if you add anything to your prayers, if you add anything to the prayers, your sahu should be two sajda after the salam. If you add After you said Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you make two sajda, then you said Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. No tashahud, just the sajda. You add something to the salat. For example, you made four sujood instead of two. Three sujood, two rukur. You say? If you forgot something in the salat, your salah is less. Your salah is less. You make two sajdah before the sujood. Before salam, sorry. You two sajdah before salam. What is the proof for that? I'm going to tell you, but I want, who's a smart, yani, very smart person, he can be faqih, inshallah, he or she, if he can figure out how this prove what I just said. Once the Prophet ﷺ prayed dhuhr two rak'ahs. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. All the sahaba shocked. Because they never thought the Prophet, he would forget. Then the Prophet ﷺ said in very, actually weird way, I would say. He ﷺ said, he sat on his right foot, ﷺ, like this. Then he raised his left legs like this. Then he put his hand like this. Then he put his cheek on them, on his knees like that. It's very cute, huh? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And looking to the Sahaba as if something. Then a man came from the rear line, said, his name is Dulyadain. He has a big hand. They call the one who had a big hand. He kept his hands big, mashallah. He said, Ya Rasulallah, is Salat al-Dhuhr been changed to two rak'ahs or you forgot? He said, I didn't forget. And it does not change. It's four rak'ah. We pray four rak'ah. He said, no. Then the Prophet ﷺ looked to Ubay ibn Ka'b and Abu Bakr and Umar, said, is that right what he said? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, but yani, we're afraid to correct your sincerity. Then the Prophet ﷺ stand up, he went back to where he was praying, and he complete two rak'ahs. Then he made two sujood sahu after the salam. This hadith support what I said or contradict with what I said? Contradict. Just hold a sec. Why? Because I just said what? If you add to the salat after the salam, the two sajda. If your salat less, it should be before the salam. But the Prophet ﷺ here, he did it after the salam. How is that? No, the Salat of Dhuhr is four rak'ah. He added the salam. Very good. He adds now the salat. His salat, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has how many taslim?
Four.
Four. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Then he realized that there is two missing. He brought the two. Then he made salam alaikum. So there is two salam extra in the salat. So since he adds something to the salat, he made it after the taslim. In another hand, we have narration that the Prophet ﷺ, in the dhuhr time also, he stood up without sitting for the first tashahud. Again, he stood up without sitting in the first tashahud. He missed the first tashahud in dhuhr. What he did, he made two sujood before salam, because his salat is less. You don't make the tashahud, the first tashahud. No, khalas, you missed it, you don't go back to it. If your knees lift the ground, don't go back to it. Just continue.
If we are praying for Raka, three Raka, and then do the salam after two, the first tashahud, by following, then as soon as, then what to do?
If you remember, just go back and pray the two rak'ahs, or whatever rak'ah left for you, then make salam, then make the two sajda. Short distance.
Very short distance.
Yeah. Few minutes. طيب. Even if you talk or something. Yes. Say Allahu Akbar. End with it also. there is something related to the salat, just to make it. There is something, sometimes when you read Quran, there is ayah has sajda. Sometimes when you hear very good news, you make sujood. It calls sujood shukr. Or when you read Quran, you hear the Quran, there is sujood for tilawa. You don't need to have wudu for this. You don't need to face the qibla. You don't need to have hijab for women to do this sujood. Sujood shukr or sujood tilawa. You don't need to wear hijab while you recite the Quran, first of all. Because this is nothing the sunnah said that. Because this is not prayer. And the sujood is not prayer. Yani, this is basically, I hope now we can understand how the Prophet ﷺ prayed, and we compare our praying with him, with them. But the most important thing, brothers and sisters, it's important to know to copy him, because the Prophet ordered us to do that, to pray as he prayed. But also, don't only focus on the actions and you forgot about the khushu' of the salat, concentrating in your salat, your humbleness in the salat. You feel your heart is soft. And believe me, whenever you follow the sunnah, you will feel that your thought change. Just one of the things will help you a lot to make perfect wudu, perfect salat, not disturbing places or area. The Prophet ﷺ once had sajjada, or clothes, has a lot of colors in it. The Prophet said, take it off, and said, I don't want to use this again for prayer. It disturbed my salat. He's worried about his salat. Some people, they don't care where they pray. There is TV on, there is video going on, there is Allahu Akbar facing people talking. Make sure that you pray in a place where you can become to enjoy your prayer. And nothing will help you to enjoy a prayer for brothers, especially like Salat al-Jama'ah in the masjid. Salat al-Jama'ah in the masjid, the Muslims, he should not free himself from having this reward by praying with the Jama'ah in the masjid. May Allah to accept from all of us. If there is anything, yeah. Yes, the Prophet ﷺ said that while you're praying, you can ask him to gently with your hand. You pull him a little bit. If you refuse, just don't bother yourself with him. One thing is very important. Whenever you walk to the salat and you find the line is not complete, go ahead and complete the line. Some people, they pray behind the line, whereas there is a space. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever pray by himself, next to the lines, and there is a space in the lines, his salat is not acceptable. So make sure that you fill up the gaps in the line. And the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever complete a line, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him a great reward in the Day of Judgment. And whoever will cut line, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cut him in the Day of Judgment. Just funny things I my experience. I have a lot. I authored a book. No, I didn't publish it, but I have it on my own. About the funny things I have seen in the salat in my life. So one of the funny things I have seen once, there is one guy was praying in Saudi Arabia, and he doesn't look, seems like very gentle. And he's like gangs, you know? He looks like a gang. And he praying, a gangster. He praying, and you know, you just avoid this kind of people, you know, don't mess with them. One brother walked in the masjid, and he found the line complete. He did something, some scholars said it, but it's not that correct, that you pull someone from the line to pray with you. But that's not right. But anyway, he did that, and he chose the wrong guy. He pulled him. That guy, maybe his first time to pray. Yeah, there's no pulling in the salat, you know. I know that for sure. And he pulling, and he said like this. And final, he took off his tie, threw it down. He said, "What's wrong?" he started to fight inside the masjid. He said, and he used very bad language. He said, "What's?" So yeah, it's not allowed to pull somebody this open. Tafadhal. Just 1 second? Yeah. The khushu', first of all, remember whom you are going to stand front of. Front of Allah. And the Prophet, and one of the things, Jazakallah khair, he told us about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is facing everyone while he's praying. And the Prophet said, so whenever you turn your face, Allah turn His face from you. Not allowed, or you're praying to. One thing, we don't mention it, things break your salat. We can say it very quickly, that one thing will break your salat. This is the point. Don't look right or left. Also, one thing to help you to have khushu', to understand what you are saying. Read the meaning of the ayat. Start reading new surahs. Like, I know some brothers and sisters, the same ayah he recited every time. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Kufwan Ahad. He starts, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Qul Ahad, Kufwan Ahad. He knows this ayah. He starts, Alhamdulillah, Kufwan Ahad. From start and end. That's it. He knows or remember. Yahi, change the surah. Learn two lines to read it new. Help you a lot. Think about what you ask. This will help you a lot. Just let me very quickly go over the things that can break your salat. First of all, if you start acting as if you're not praying, like eating, drinking, walking, like in another directions, it's allowed for you to move. Like, for example, there is gap front of you, you move to it. Even if it's more than three. The Prophet ﷺ once was praying, somebody knocked the door. The Prophet ﷺ stepped on the side, he opened the door for him, and he returned back and he completed his prayer. He didn't talk to him. But you move. But not move shows that you are not praying. Whenever you turn your back to the Qibla, your salat is not wrong. Is not right. If you start the salat, you think this is the Qibla, then somebody correct you, you move. Even if it's 180 degrees, doesn't matter. But if you didn't know about it, somebody corrected you. Also, one thing, break your salat, if you break your wudu. Somebody release gas or something, it will break his wudu. Also, inside the salat, anybody will laugh, will break his salat. Laughing in the salat will break. Smiling, it's not recommended, but it's not going to break your, because sometimes funny things happen in the salat. You know? But if you laugh out loud, you break your salat. But if you smile, it's not recommended. Well, sometimes very funny things happen. You can't control yourself. Also, something will break your salat for the woman, so for her period, if she starts while she is praying. All these things will break your salat.
You didn't say, what if we think that we have some conditions, but then we later find out we didn't have them? For example, you think you have wudu, but then you remember, oh, I didn't have it.
If you still in the time of the salat, and if the time not finished, repeat the salah. If the time out, khalas. Allah accept it from you. And there is only one related to impurity. If you prayed and you find out later that your shoes has najasa, impurity, or your thobe or something, you don't repeat the salah. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ started the salah once while he wearing his khuf, and there is impurity in his khuf. And in the second rak'ah, Jibreel told him, he take off his shoes. He didn't repeat the first rak'ah because out of ignorance or you didn't know about it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave you for that. We cover everything?
Just to clarify, before when we were talking about praying in the airplane, you said that either we have to stand up unless there's danger, or
if
you sit down.
Yeah, if you can stand up in the airplane, if he allowed you, you go ahead for that. Like some airlines, like I know, Saudi Airlines, for example, if you travel with them, they have musalla inside the airplane for you. You can pray. Like Egypt Airlines, they allowed you to pray. Most of the Muslim airlines, like Pakistani Airlines, they understand our religion. But now if you said somebody like United Airlines, they will make emergency landing and handcuffs you. And, you know, they said tourists or something. So if you think this, you pray while you're sitting. Uh-huh. Yes, okay. Sunnah, it's raise your hand when you stand up from the first tashahud to the fourth, to the third rak'ah. Yes, Allahu Akbar. طيب. Also, there's something here. The Prophet ﷺ, he might say Allahu Akbar, then he move his hand. And he sometimes said Allahu Akbar while he's moving his hand. Sometimes he will move his hand, then he will say Allahu Akbar. Three ways.
Is
obligatory? Yes, obligatory. And also, one of the things, if you pray behind Imam, you're not allowed to go faster than him. Like Jabir radiallahu anhu said, we never go to sujood until we see Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made his sujood completely. Some brother and sister, Allahu Akbar, they catch the ground before him or with him. That's haram. Also, one thing, it's not allowed. The Prophet ﷺ said about this, whoever will raise his back before the imam, he should be worried that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might punish him by turning his head to a donkey's head. See, and he should be afraid of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish him with that. And this is authentic narration. Also, the Prophet ﷺ said, there is some people, he said that, while they pray, they raise their sight to the heavens. Like, especially when they stand up and go, Rabbana. Like this. The Prophet ﷺ said, they will stop doing that or the angels will take their sights. He said, ﷺ, that. So it's a forbidden for the person to raise his head or his eyes to look up to the sky while he's praying. You should keep it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is facing at you. Imagine if you are facing you, I am facing you. It's not respectful. Therefore, the Prophet ordered. But when you're facing me also, you can go like this. Not respectable. Therefore, you've been ordered in the salah to do like this. Because he's Allah, the one who's facing you. See, this meaning by itself is a very great meaning if you think about it. Also, the Prophet ﷺ once saw a man in the tashahud doing like this. Two. He says, ﷺ, no, only one. Also, the Prophet ﷺ saw somebody doing like this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. People make up things, you know, it's match, you know. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, why are you doing like this? This is the way the horse is moving their tails. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't do that while you are praying. Anyway, there is a lot of details. I hope, inshallah, what we cover today. Last question.
Yeah, I've heard that towards the end of your prayer you're supposed to make salam. Now, I'm not sure if you're supposed to make a prayer while you're before the salam or after.
Which one? Dua, like there is a dua the Prophet ﷺ recommend us to do. Some scholars said even it's wajib, it's obligation, which is Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab an-nar wa adhab al-qabr wa fitnat al-hayat wa fitnat al-mamat wa fitnat al-masih ad-dajjal. Two different opinions. You say it before the salam or after the salam. More closer to the sunnah, in my opinion, it has to be before the salam. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ, when he finished his salat, he will say what? The first thing he will say when he finished salat, what? No. The first thing he will say, listen sisters, the first thing he will say after the salat, not Allahu Akbar. That's not right. The first thing he will say after the salat is Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. No ever hadith came that he said Allahu Akbar after the salat directly. No, that's not the sunnah. Sunnah is astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
Some people say that this is one action, this is the same action. So when the imam already finished salam one side, if you go to the other side, you are allowed to go to the other side.
This is some opinion listed like that, but what I will go with, whenever the imam finished the both taslima, I will start mine. But both ways. Salaamu alaykum. Subhanakallah. JazakumAllah khair for giving me this opportunity. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us.